Senior year of high school, I remember turning to my friend and saying, "Don't you wish they taught us something we could actually use?" I knew the answers for the tests, but I was feeling unprepared for the world that awaited me after graduation. Now, at a charter high school in San Francisco, students are learning the fundamental skills of not only navigating, but leading in life, as taught by the staff of Leadership High.
You know, like other high schools, sometimes people don't know what they want to do in life, and then sometimes they give up. Here in Leadership High School, it's different, you know.
So the thing about leadership, that is kind of what we're all about. We're all about making students aware, making students leaders. I guess it's in the name, too.
And the idea is that we create leaders of consequence or people of consequence, and we want our students to understand that the world they inherit isn't how it inherently has to be. We have different expectations for our students, and it's not just the academic side, that there's some part of this reality that you have to play, and we're trying to forge a character that's going to make positive difference in this world. That's probably our main difference from any other school.
Leadership High is a different sort of school. For one, it's a charter school. To clarify what a charter school is and isn't, I talked to Michelle Florendo, a member of Leadership High's Board of Trustees.
So I think in education, many people are familiar with the concept of public district schools. So public schools that are run by a district and private schools. And with the charter school movement, there's been a lot of confusion about what exactly charter schools are. A charter school is a public school, but it is independently run. It operates independent from a district, which is the body that most of us usually associate with governing public schools. Charter schools are not private schools, so you do not have to pay. They are free to the public. They receive public funding. Charter schools, as public schools, have to follow very similar laws that district schools have to follow. So for example, charter schools have to follow NCLB, so No Child Left Behind, which is a federal policy. Charter schools also are governed by their individual state's charter law. Charter schools operate under a charter, which is basically an agreement with their authorizer. That charter is often only good for a number of years. And at that point in time, the authorizer will evaluate how the school has been operating academically, how it's been operating financially, and whether they want to renew the charter or not. It's almost like an exchange. In return for this autonomy, they have to meet certain requirements in their charter in order to maintain the right to operate in the future.
One of the main traits of charter schools is reduced size. Teacher Jason Aringo and senior Mamit recognize the benefit that this has on student-teacher relationships.
We're a very small school. Right now our school is between 250 to 300 students. I can go around the school and name 90% of the people at the school. Whereas if you're at a traditional school, it's like, okay, I haven't seen you before.
The teachers really, they really pay more focus, like they pay more attention to you, and they give you a lot of attention, and it's like, it feels better just to know that you actually, you know the people that really care about you. And like you get to like know them better instead of just like attending like their tutorials and just leaving. Like you actually form a bond with them.
School community also comes to the forefront in this small environment. Teacher Mark Sagato describes a unique aspect of Leadership High's charter, the advisor and the advisory class.
During the freshman year, students enter into an advisory, and then this advisory, you go through every year together. So you have the same advisor and the same students in this advisory class. You create alliance across difference with all this like mix of students. You tend to learn what are the challenges that different people face, and how do I support people who might not be always the same. So there's community that's built. In your time with one single advisor, the advisor then begins to understand your educational experiences and your educational needs in an effort to better support you. I mean, the idea is that every student is known well by at least one adult, and usually that one adult is going to be the advisor. Every student has an advocate who knows exactly what types of supports the student needs. And then through that individualized and personalized support, then the students' educational needs are met, and they're going to be more successful in strengthening the habits that they might need help with. If our students feel in unison with each other, like if there's cohesion within our student body, then they'll have the peer support to be successful.
Edwin, a senior, transferred here from a district school, He describes the differences between his old school and Leadership High.
It was a bit cool. I didn't like it. The teacher didn't pay attention on me. Like, if I wanted help, the teacher wasn't there for me, you know? And then right here, different. I could come in the morning, ask for help with the teacher. They're always there for me. At least 20 minutes, they're always there for me. And then during lunch, it's the same thing, and then after school. Like, I was cutting class, doing a lot of negative stuff, you know? And then I thought to myself, I need to make those changes. My cousin came here first, and then she told me about this school, like, this school gonna change my life and everything. I was like, okay, let me go and check it out. I transferred here my sophomore year, and then the first day, my life changed.
Again, Jason Aringo.
What we're getting is a population of high-need students, and so that changes our teaching model. We have to focus on personalization, making sure that our students' needs are being met. We're not up in the front of the classroom lecturing all the time, but we're utilizing different types of intelligences and different types of modalities so that students are receiving information in an effective way. Not everybody learns just by listening. People need to be learning visually, auditorily, hands-on.
I visited Leadership High on the day of senior exhibitions, where seniors present on a topic of interest for 45 minutes to younger students, incorporating their research materials with group icebreakers, visuals, handouts, and a question and answer session. Mark Sagato speaks on what is expected of seniors on this day.
They end their senior year with the question about how do I best lead? And our seniors, they embark on answering that question by creating some vision about how they see themselves leading after they've left Leadership High School. And they share that learning and that journey with lower classmen. The tools they draw from are their own understandings about our school-wide outcomes, like social responsibility, personal responsibility, communication, and critical thinking. So they've been learning about those four different habits of learning since their freshman year, and they apply it their senior year in terms of this larger presentation. Now that you've gone through our program for 4 years or however long you were with us, what are the types of changes that you see yourself making in the world?
I sat in on Nina's senior exhibition, whose topic was about child exploitation around the world. She was inspired to inform her peers on this issue in hopes to bring about change.
This school does a lot of work revolving around what can you do in the community and how can you live your life as just someone who's always learning. And in other high schools, it's more of like, here, get your classes, get your credits, get out. And over here, they actually try to teach you something, and they try to teach you the skills, and they try to, you know, make you become more aware of yourself. So when you go out to the outside world, you know, you're confident, you're showing you're smart. These children are just being manipulated and used as profit. So, to introduce my topic, I am talking about child exploitation and the human rights issue behind it. And my EQ is, how can I impact my community through advocating for child exploitation victims? A little bit about this.
I mean, just the lessons of learning how to present, of learning, you know, how to voice your opinions in a professional manner is something that you'll always have and you'll always need. Whether it's interviews with jobs, with school, you know, you're always going to need that as you're meeting new people in your life.
From Leadership High's website. Through our program, we expect students to learn to be leaders for positive change in their own lives and in the community. We expect students to develop not only a social consciousness so that they may imagine a more just, equitable, and healthy world, but also concrete skills so that they may bridge differences and act as allies to others. We believe that strong students understand how knowledge and information are constructed in our world, and that they use their minds well in order to navigate our complex world of information. We are committed to graduating students who have the tools, knowledge, and experiences to be self-sufficient and empowered lifelong learners. For Full Circle, this is Sam, the Shaolin B-Boy.